Everyone from car dealers to appliance stores knows that this is an important time of year. The average tax refund so far this year is $3,200, and more than three quarters of taxpayers get a refund. Amazon undoubtedly gets a boost already from that influx of cash, but this year the company is aiming for more. If you do your taxes with TurboTax, an offer pops up at the end saying you can get all or part of your refund in the form of an Amazon gift card. And the companies advertise that you can stretch your refund even farther because the gift card adds an extra 5 to 10% to whatever you're getting back from the IRS. Still, Susan Grant with the Consumer Federation of America has some advice for people who accept the offer.
If you are turning your tax refund into a gift card, be sure you have a use for it and that you actually do use it and you use it all. Otherwise, you're actually losing money on the deal.
Lost gift cards used to be a big problem, but the percentage of gift cards going unused has been dropping, and gift card usage has been climbing. Congress passed a law several years ago to protect consumers from gift cards with undisclosed expiration dates and hidden fees. Amazon says its gift card through TurboTax has no fees and does not expire. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.